We need to measure it, because it's only then that policymakers and those who hold the purse strings, once they see the economic value, then they are much more likely to support it. And volunteers and voluntary organisations do need resources.
Taking just one example, if the state were to provide the service that the St Vincent de Paul Society provides all year round, as well as over Christmas, it would cost millions.
It would indeed. And yet, people, just because the St Vincent de Paul is there, because it does that work, year in, year out, day in, day out, and because it does it quietly and unobtrusively, people sometimes forget about it and forget about the value of it. The figures show, Donald, that for every €1 you invest in volunteers and voluntary organisations, you get a return of between €5 and €8. No financial institution would give you that kind of return. So that's why it makes sense. It makes absolute sense to invest in volunteers.
There is always a risk, Marion Harkin, and I suppose particularly in the current economic climate, the state will look at what volunteers are doing and say, we don't have to provide that service now because it's being provided by somebody else. That's not really what volunteerism is about.
Oh, absolutely not, and that's a real danger, and we need to be careful of that. Volunteering is about added value, it's about additionality, and we must be very vigilant to ensure that any state, any of the 27 member states, does not take advantage of the fact that volunteers give their time and their energy and their effort freely, that is not taken advantage of, if you like, to let the state off the hook.